Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Something will come up that you will say it's not great timing. It's always going to happen. You have to keep going. You have to keep on pushing through. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I pretty much this podcast just follows the seasons of my life. So right now I'm in a very exciting season. I'm in a very new season, which also means I'm at a new level. I'm witnessing a lot of new devils, pretty much old devils dressed up in new outfits coming in and dancing around me daily. And something that is on my mind is how often we are in this place and how often we trick ourselves into thinking that we should get smaller again or dodge things or go into our old patterns of avoidance, or God, it was so much easier before these anxiety or panic attacks came back to haunt me again because I'm going to this new level. It's easy to go into that phase of, gosh, maybe enough is enough. Maybe I should just be satisfied with what is. And there are some times in life when I do think that's important to, look around and say, oh my gosh, I have all the things that I once wished for. And if this, you know, can I be happy with just this? Can I be present with just this? Is this enough? And I think if you say yes, and I also know there's more for me, I believe that that is more than okay. I know Ed Milet calls it a blissful dissatisfaction, and I thoroughly have that. And I feel like a lot of my listeners, if not all of my listeners, have that as well. But there's a beautiful balance. And when we find ourselves in that place of, wow, I'm so content and I know there's more, what happens when we commit to that decision, right? A decision, I believe side means to cut off. So when you decide and you cut off all other options, immediately following, what happens is that you're going to have all of these things come in that tell you why you shouldn't do it, why you're not the person who can do it or handle it, and why you're not capable. And it's going to take everything that you have to keep going. So I want to share today just some of the feelings that you're going to experience when you're on this journey. And number one, I think everyone relates to this. It's just straight up imposter syndrome. You are going to feel like, who the hell do I think I am to do this? And I just want to share, every single person feels that way. You're not unique. You're not special. Okay, we know you're special, but this problem is not special to you. I want you to think of every single person that you look up to. They've been there and they just keep going. They push through the discomfort. They say, I can do hard things. They say, I'm never quitting. They say, I'm never giving up, all of these things, right? In order to keep going. So imposter syndrome is definitely going to come in the second that you do this. Number two, what's going to happen is that the second that you decide and you start moving forward, there will be something that happens that is like not fun. It will be either your worst fear, or it will be something super challenging with someone that you know. It will be a family problem. Something will come up that you will say, it's not great timing. It's always going to happen. You have to keep going. You have to keep on pushing through. If you listen to this podcast, you know that I always talk about how important your comeback rate is. It's not about failure. It's not about how many times you failed. It's about how quickly you can recover and come back from the failures. So if you run a business, you know that it's crucial in business and in health. So if you're in charge of hiring in your company, it should be in every job description to have a fast comeback rate. Whether you're ready to make your next important hire or you need some rehiring tips, Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you your best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make sure your search is that much easier. Also, you only pay for what you need. This is huge as an entrepreneur. You can pause your account at any time and there are no long-term contracts. Right now, Indeed is offering our listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job post, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. And we know that speed is so important sometimes when you're hiring and trying to scale. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/happy. This is their best offer available anywhere. Go right now to Indeed.com/happy. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. Number three, your past thing that you dealt with that was trying to stop you is going to come in again. It's just going to come in with fancier clothes on. So maybe it was a relationship. You might get that in a new form of a relationship that you thought, oh, this person is so up-leveled, this would never happen. Or, oh, this isn't going to happen in my new relationship, except, or in my new business, right? Oh, that was my old team member. Now that's not going to happen with this new team member. It's going to be a fancier problem, meaning it's going to be the same exact thing. You're going to have you're going to be able to use the same exact tools on it. It's not going to be able to stop you. It's literally just going to be able to have to make you sit and think a little bit clearer and say, what is it that I need to do in order to solve this problem? So whenever these different things come in, you really have to say, I can do hard things. You want to know what I've been saying over and over and over is I can do hard things, and I lean in and I'm like, the resistance is the gift. The resistance and the challenges are the tickets to your next level. How long can you sit in them? So every time a challenge comes, I want you to say, thank you. This is the only way we get to the next level. This is the weight training. This is the weight room. This is the resistance. So what if this happens? I'll move through it. I've never met an entrepreneur who hasn't had a massive challenge or something that they wouldn't wish upon their worst enemy happen, and they get through it. So mantras that you need to adopt are, get bigger than the problem. It doesn't matter what happens. I can get through it. The solution is always out there. There is always a way. If you have anything but these beliefs, I can tell you that you're not going to get to your next level. And if you're sitting here like, well, I don't really feel like I believe that. You don't have to feel like you believe it. You just have to keep saying it in the moment and embodying it and saying, what would it feel like if I really believed this? And you'll have moments and glimpses of freedom, and that's all it is. The rest of the time, you will feel crazy. The rest of the time, you will wonder, but you'll just keep choosing to believe that there is, it's this or something better. It's always this or something better. So I just want you to remember that if you're in resistance right now, if you're in the, I don't know, if you're in all of those things, you got to keep going. You have to keep leaning in. You have to keep asking. You have to find your answer. They're not going to come to you. So if you don't know what to do, you have to ask someone, what would you do right now if you were me? You have to get that muscle up so that you can keep on going no matter what happens. So you guys, I want to know what you're working on right now. I want to know what it is that you are working on that you want to see through to the end. So on Instagram, just share what that thing is. Like, what are you working on? What are you moving through right now? What are you trying to get to? What are you doing? I would love, love, love to know. Tag me at Lori Harder, tag at Earn Your Happy. And let me know if right now you guys are in resistance like I am and understand that this is the way to get to the next level. You guys, I love you so much. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone own number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.